Celine Condorelli has long been investigating the phenomenon of the exhibition. She's especially interested in the audience in exhibitions and has noticed how visitors behave in a very particular way.
People are very well trained when they walk into a museum in knowing what they can and cannot touch. So this is the artwork and this is the light. This is the bench and this is the ventilation system, right? Everybody knows that there are these leaflets that they can take and then things that are made out of the same material, paper, that they cannot take and cannot touch.
For example, the sketches, which as artworks are hanging on the walls. This led Celine Condorelli to consider the hierarchy of things in a museum.
This hierarchy of work, at the end of the day, this is what interests me. You know, why we consider certain forms of work higher than others. What is the labor involved in the making of culture? It's not just the painting. It is everything around it, of course, which is absolutely important. The curation, the writing of the text on the wall, the entire funding organizations behind it, and a system of supporting or not supporting cultural production. Now, as an artist, I focus on a few things, right? So the museum bench, for example, you sit on it, maybe you don't notice that it's an artwork, but then it raises a few questions that are very simple questions, but I think very, very useful. What is the status of the thing that I'm sitting on versus the thing that I'm looking at?
As a rule, according to Celine Condorelli, culture is presented in exhibitions as something needing to be protected from people. But her benches are both an artwork and an everyday object.
Sometimes you walk into a gallery and you think you're dirty or loud or, you know, that the body is the thing that is extra, that you are disturbing because you're going to do something that disturbs. You know, this idea that the exhibition is better without you inside it is very strong and on a very basic political level, completely wrong, right? Absolutely wrong. The artworks do not exist without people and a public. It is quite strange, actually, no? To think that culture should be kept away, should be untouchable, should be also not part of everyday life. I'm not saying that everything needs to be available for everybody. I'm just interested in this idea of a culture that is more intimate and whether it is possible to integrate cultural production, artistic production within everyday life.